And first of all, just what do you do for a living?
So I am a tenure track professor in the Department of Psychology at Illinois State University, and this is my third year there.
Okay, and you commute between here and there every day?
I only teach on Tuesdays and Thursdays, so I only commute twice a week.
All right, and so obviously you live in the Macomb School District now.
Yes.
Why are you running for the Macomb School Board?
I feel like I have a lot to bring to the school board. So one of my responsibilities as a faculty member is to engage in other opportunities on campus. And one of those for me is the Arts Council that they have over there. It's called the ITSE Art Program. So one of the jobs that I do for them is to read relevant research and translate it to a more layperson kind of understanding for people who don't have all day and all of their time to read research all day and then translate it to a better understanding. This is what I do for them. So I feel like I'd like to do that for the school board. I like to read research. I do it all the time for my own research and for my own classes. So I feel like part of my talent and my ability is to read research, current research, and then to translate it for people and to help them understand what it means and hopefully to inform policy.
So what type of research do you think would be beneficial for you to read, would be beneficial for the school district?
I read a lot of research about infant, child, and adolescent development, particularly how they're developing in the schools, what kind of school policies would inform their development and their academic success, information about bullying, what are the best kinds of policies to have in a school when we are encountering a lot of bullying in schools, what kinds of factors just influence academic success, whether it be peers or parents, length of the school day, how many, should it be year-round school, should it be shorter days? So I read all that kind of research. And, of course, you can find so much of it, it's hard to know how do we boil this down into the best kind of information to inform the kinds of decisions that we make in our own local schools.
Some of the issues you mentioned, do you consider those to be challenges for the Macomb School District, development of younger students or bullying? Are those issues in the district?
I think bullying is always something that we need to consider in every school district. If it's not something that teachers see outright with their own eyes, it is still happening, though. It's happening on a more interpersonal level between the students, and I think it's something that we need to be looking for in a different way. I definitely think that having a school psychologist available for students all the time, of course, that's the minimum that we need to be doing. But there are other methods that we can do in the school classroom, in the setting, to address students' emotional needs and their issues and to try to pull that out of them and to get them to talk about what's going on between the students.
Does the Macomb District have a school psychologist?
I believe, yeah, they do. But I believe that if I remember correctly, it's not always full time at one school. I think that they go back and forth between schools. The high school, I think, might have full time, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Do you feel the district should have someone full time at each of its buildings?
Yes. Yeah. So if they don't have somebody full time at each of these schools, it would be fantastic if there was a school psychologist at every one of their buildings and available to the students all the time. Financially, I don't know if that's feasible if they don't have a full-time person at all the buildings all the time, but it'd be fantastic if they could do that.
The district is preparing to add to its number of buildings by constructing a new middle school. What are your thoughts on that? Is that needed?
So I do read the research about separating junior high students from high schoolers, and I believe that there are pros and cons to that. Definitely the list of cons is lengthy. Sometimes junior high students can watch older students and they can be negatively influenced by their behavior. Some research would show, no, there's also a positive benefit as well. They can see how these students are behaving, and some of them who are academically successful, they can benefit from the model that the older students are providing. However, I do worry about our current financial situation in this district, losing some families that might otherwise have moved here for WIU. I wonder about, okay, we're losing students. Are we losing property taxes? The long-term implications of building this new building, is that going to be feasible 5-10 years down the road? That's scary a little bit. I would be concerned about this building. I also know that we have a lot of research that says the age of the building is not correlated to academic success, but the condition of the building is. And so I am curious to know about the other options for other buildings that have been explored. Have we explored renovating other buildings? I know in the Bloomington Normal area, they've used some abandoned buildings that aren't abandoned and destroyed, but they were used for other purposes previously, for distribution warehouses, and they've now become junior high and high school buildings.
So you say it's not the age of the building so much as the condition that really might benefit or hurt learning. So what do you think of the condition of Macomb's current school buildings?
Definitely, I think there can always be improvements in buildings. And from what I hear from the people who are there, there are some issues with the setup of the building. If the building is having things like leaking, I know from previous school board meetings that I've been in, they're doing some improvements as far as sidewalks and things like that. That's fantastic. I think that we do need to improve those things. But again, I would explore, can we look, if we're going to divide the junior high off, can we look at an alternative building and maybe improve that building and use the money towards that and maybe not spend quite as much?
And I think part of the reason they're talking about this is so they can reconfigure the high school building into what it actually should be. Do you see that as something the district needs to do?
I think as far as the internal workings of the high school building and reconfiguring it, I think that's best answered by the teachers and the administrations who are in there every day. And as a school board member, I would love to spend some time in the building and be more informed about that. So as a school board member, I think if I'm going to help address some of these questions and issues, I need to spend some time with the teachers and the administration in the buildings to get a better sense of what's going on in here, and can they share some of their thoughts about these issues with me so that the school board can be more informed about their own wants and needs? And if the teachers and administration are saying, we want this building to be reconfigured so that it's more useful for the high school, we should listen to them. They need the proper tools at their disposal every day so that they can teach to the best of their ability, for sure.
Do you feel the district is adequately addressing STEM subjects?
I think that STEM subject can always be improved when we're talking about that. I do know when my child was in this district that as a parent, I volunteered to do the Math Olympian program after school. And I feel very that like that was a program that was rewarding and that the students definitely benefited from that. I'm not 100% sure about everything they're doing with STEM at the high school level. But as a person who's in the sciences, I feel like every district can always improve on sciences. Currently, one way that I would like to improve it is as a faculty member at ISU, I participate in a program called the Mentor Matching Experience. And any school can participate in this program. It's just a matter of signing up for it. So basically, it works like faculty members from universities across the United States volunteer for this program, and then students at high schools are matched with faculty members based on the scientific project that they're doing. So I'm currently working with a student who wants to investigate athletes and how positively or negatively they feel about being in more than one athletic program. And so the mentor matching experience, they match me with a student who's working on a program in their high school, and then they email me and they say, hey, we have a student who's working on this project. Would you work with him? And then that student and I email back and forth to iron out the details of their project and their design, and then also on their papers. which it serves two purposes. One, I get more volunteer experience. That's a different outlet for me. But two, it relieves the science teacher in that student's high school. So it relieves their load a little bit, and it gives the students some more experience at a higher level.
Something new, I believe, the district did this school year is regarding snow days, using technology so that those don't end up being canceled days that have to be made up at the end of the school year. What are your thoughts on that program?
I think it's absolutely a great idea that we have some more ideas for students to work on things while they're at home. I know that sometimes we can be concerned about, does a student have a device at home that they can use to do these things? I think that that's something that should be addressed to make sure these students all have devices. I do know of some grants in Illinois that are available that currently the Bloomington schools have used to make sure that all of the students have devices when these kinds of snow days come up. So that's something that I definitely think can be looked into. There's another program that I teach other faculty over at ISU, and it's called Nearpod. This is an online free app that can be used to design lessons, and then these lessons can be used on the computer at home. But again, a student would have to have a computer at home to be able to access these lessons, or they can be printed out so that the student can do the lessons at home as well.
They would need a device and, of course, the ability to connect to the internet, too.
Yes.
How does the district go about addressing those types of issues?
Yeah, again, so there are some grants that are available in Illinois specifically, because I know in the Bloomington Normal area, when they addressed the snow day issue, they also applied for and got grants for internet for their students who didn't have access to internet. So I think that that's a similar thing that could be looked into here in this district.
You brought up the district's finances earlier. What do you think of the financial condition of the district?
Certainly, we need to. It would be naive to think that we can just float along or think that right now we have enough money and not to consider, you know, 5 years down the road, how much money are we going to have? So I think that we need to be always thinking conservatively when we think about finances. So as far as the district finances, yeah, we need to always be conservative and be thinking ahead. Individually, 47% of our kids are in a low-income bracket, and their performance is going to be affected by that. So there are a lot of studies that tell us that the correlation between academic performance and my finance, my socioeconomic status at home, this is highly correlated. So the lower my status, the lower my academic success. And so not only do I think about finances at the district level and what our district has available to us, but I think about the individual child and how can we improve that individual child's life socioeconomically so that they are more successful at school. And of course, that's hard to do with every single child. But, you know, if there are some funds that can be redirected in an individual way to improve their individual life, I think that that's a really good use of the funds.
So is there anything you would add or subtract from the district?
As far as programs or buildings?
Programs in particular.
Yeah, I would add the mentor matching experience program. I think that's a fantastic thing. It doesn't cost a single thing to do. It maybe costs some time, somebody's effort to go out to, say, Western and say, hey, is there any faculty here who would like to be matched up with some of the students at the high school who could work with them individually on projects in their science courses? That's one thing that I would add. I also think that we need to consider the staff and the teachers at the school and their lifestyle. I think that teachers work really hard, and we have some very, very hardworking teachers in this district. I believe in treating teachers like they are Olympic athletes. I think that we need to be ready to support them on the sidelines with whatever tools they need. You think of an Olympic athlete who needs water and a towel and the support. I think about treating a teacher just like that. What do you need over here? I'm here for you with the support. And when you walk into that classroom, I want you to be 1,000% ready to give it your all. And so whatever you need over here, I'm ready to support you in that way.
And the district could afford that? You mentioned being conservative fiscally, so is that something the district can afford to do?
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of free ways to do it. I think sometimes we have to think about asking for volunteers. I'm willing to volunteer to do more professional development with the teachers. I know that the district already has some professional development packages that they have for the teachers to engage in. But I teach a lot of faculty at ISU how to do some things in the classroom, and that's something that I love to do and am more than willing to do. So if that's something that could help to support the teachers, I think that that's something we can explore. But some things do cost a little bit of money if we want to support teachers more, but I don't think it has to cost tons of money. I always think that I'm capable of more, and a lot of times it involves giving my time.
Do you think the Macomb District should be looking at consolidating with other neighboring school districts?
Consolidation is difficult topic. Currently, I don't think that consolidation is something that should be considered. I think that when you think about consolidation, you're pulling kids further away from their homes, possibly. If there's a school that's built further out, we have to bus them further. Busing is then more of a concern, a longer ride for the kids. I'm not sure that consolidation is something that is really needed at this time.
You satisfied with the racial diversity in the administration and teaching corps in the Macomb School District?
So it's hard to diversify. You know, when you're putting out a job ad, you can't explicitly say we want more racial diversity. I recently served on we were recruiting for a new faculty member in our department at ISU, and you have to be very careful about the wording and the job ad and what you're doing. But there are certainly ways to put your ad out there in different places so that you can diversify and try to pull people in. But I think if we want to diversify, we've got to think about what is drawing people to our town. Why would somebody come to our town that is racially of a different race or diversified or comes from a different region of our country? And so there's a lot of work to do in our city if we want to pull other people in.
How would you rate the job performance of the Macomb School Superintendent?
I've just gotten to know him recently in these past few months, and we've had some really nice conversations. He's been supportive when I've gone to him. He was eager to have a meeting and discuss some topics that I've wanted to discuss with him and ask questions about the district, and so he was very receptive to that. So he's very open to new ideas, and so I think he's doing a fine job.
Why should someone vote for you for the Macomb School Board?
I think that I bring a lot to the school board. I have a lot to offer as far as being knowledgeable about the development of infants, children, and adolescents, so across all the age ranges. I have a lot of knowledge about the kinds of methodologies that could be used in the classroom to improve teachers' lives and the way that they're teaching and interacting with children. I feel like my greatest talent is being able to look at that research and translate it for people who don't have time every day to read about that research and interpret it and understand what it could mean in practical use. So I feel like those are the kinds of that's the kind of help that I could offer the school board. And so I would appreciate people to vote for me for these reasons.
Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you for having me.